Well, hello, everybody, and welcome Charlie and Samantha to our podcast.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
You guys recently got married.
We did.
You guys excited about that? Obviously, you're excited about that, but like, did you plan that or was that like a spare of the moment thing?
No, it was planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had talked about it for a little while, but like, we just didn't really tell anybody about it.
Okay, I need to know where you guys got married at, because that shit looks like— there's a photo you sent me and it's phenomenal. And you look like a fucking Hallmark movie. Like, the snow is falling. It's nighttime. There's nobody at this gorgeous place, which makes no sense. Like, how did that— where did you get married at?
So we got married at the courthouse, which was very intentional. Neither one of us wanted to do anything related to the stress of like a big wedding. You know what I mean? Like the planning, all of the things that come along with it. So we wanted to do the courthouse, and it happens to be that the courthouse right here. And that's where like those pictures of us on the stairs or the spinning, like when I'm in the dress. Huh?
That is a courthouse?
That, yes, but it is like, it's so old. You know what I mean? So this courthouse is— it's gorgeous. It's absolutely stunning. And then the pictures that you're talking about where like I changed and it's like the snow. That's downtown St. Charles. So after we did the courthouse thing, we went and did like not a reception, but a dinner with the people who were there. And that was the pictures that we took like prior to going to dinner. And downtown St. Charles is just so pretty. It wasn't supposed to snow that day. It wasn't supposed to rain. It wasn't supposed to do anything. Right when we started to take the pictures, it did like the flurries and then stopped immediately after that.
That was perfect.
It's so perfect.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I am upset a little because I wanted to be the flower. We can move past that.
Yeah, we kept a secret pretty much from everybody but our family.
I seen a photo and I was like, there's no way. There's no way. So I call her and I'm like, did you get fucking married? And she's like, no, but this is the day we're going to do it. And you got to keep your big ass mouth shut. And I was like, you know, like life or death, I could do it. But like that
was proud of
literally like my whole faith. And then I seen something that I thought she announced it. So I texted her. I was like, so am I good or am I still like a common folk? And she's like, no, don't fucking post it. And I was like, damn it.
That was— you're talking about the picture that we took. So I had ordered his ring.
Yeah.
And he told me the wrong size. So I ordered it and it wasn't just like a regular ring. It's engraved. You know, like it was a custom order. So I ordered the ring and it was like a half a size too big, right? Or too small.
Too small.
Okay. So it was like a half a size too small. So then I am in panic mode trying to get a new custom ring by like our wedding date. And so that day the ring had, you know, finally got here and he put it on to make sure it fit. And then I was like, that's really hot. Will you do me a favor and just like keep the ring on for me? So we were out like having dinner and he had the ring on and I took a picture and posted it.
I know,
with like his ring on, and people thought we were already married, and we weren't at that point. I really liked him wearing the ring. That's it.
Got any wedding comments, Josie?
About like your husband when he wears a ring, like my husband when he wears it, I think it's— yeah,
absolutely, for sure.
And he can wear it at work now because he just pushes papers. But
this does not make me want to find a husband, by the way, at all. Nothing about this makes me want to wear or find one.
It's so hot. It's like my favorite thing ever.
So,
let me tell
you guys met on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I have a question, and this is just for me because I just want to know if I was right at one point in time, because we were not friends during this time, but I want to know if this is true.
We were not friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all did not like it.
No,
and the internet loved to remind us about it. You know, they're like, Mantix was on a live with like thousands of people and was like, Bree is an irrelevant piece of shit. But then a month later, she was on a live with even more thousands of people and said how much she loved me. So, bitch, I win.
Facts. 100%.
It was like a win-win. My question is were you guys together on the April Fools and Good Morning?
No.
You lose that bet.
No, that's, people genuinely think that. And I mean, I guess in everybody's defense, right? We were just best friends and kind of going through everything at the time that was going on. And I mean, I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't something there for sure. Like, we spent hours on the phone every night, but we were not, genuinely weren't together. It wasn't until like weeks later.
Right.
And then we both kind of felt ridiculous about it because we had spent so much time telling people when they were like, oh, they're together. And we're like, no, we're not. But we weren't lying. We legitimately weren't. But that doesn't mean that.
I was going to have like a me moment right now. And you guys were like, yeah. And I feel like I literally.
Nope. I mean, we had got together like officially, like not long after that, but like 3 weeks after that, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
Win right now. I'm going to take a half win. Like, I kind of knew, you know, but you guys didn't say it. All right. I'm going to take a pause really quick. We're going to edit this out. Do you guys have Wi-Fi on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I turn it off?
Josie, no, never mind. I see. I was going to say you have a red dot, but we all do. Just kidding.
I think that means it's recorded, bud.
I thought it was saying like your connection was bad. I was like, fuck. It's okay, because we were recording and my fucking light shut off. So now it's plugged into my computer. Because I was like,
why do we say 98% and Josie says 97 or 99?
I don't even see where you see a percentage.
That's what the red dot says.
Accurate,
I don't know. There's like
all 99 now.
No, look at hers was 99.
And they keep changing.
Oh, I know.
I think it just goes for your quality, but we have AI, so anything that's blurry or glitching, it will just automatically fix it. Thank fucking God. Because we have struggled one sometimes. So, all right, I'm going to dig into, Josie, do you have any more comments about, you know, that April Fool's a Good Morning Day when I thought that they were dating?
No. I mean, I would like to add that Sam has never hated me. So there's that. I'm just going to throw that in your face.
No, I haven't. Was that a rumor? Or are you just referring to the fact that I hated Brie?
Hated Brie.
Yeah.
It was mutual because, and people would start shit between me and Sam. Sam would be live and I would be live and they'd come in and be like, Sam's talking shit about you. And I'm like, I don't give a flying fuck what she's over there saying. And then she would be the same thing. That fucking bitch is so irrelevant. I don't care what she's saying. But it wasn't really like us. It was people.
Like people.
Those dirty commenters that we were talking about this morning, like that just come in and make a million fucking things to say all the time.
For sure. And I think that at the time, I genuinely wasn't talking about you, right? So you would come up because people, and you may have been live talking about like everything that was going on because you were very vocal in the beginning of it, but I wouldn't be talking about you and you would come up because people would come over and be like, Bree's live and saying this. And I was like, oh, fuck her. Yeah, fuck her.
So, Charlie, we all like found out who you were when you decided to do a content violation, and that was like a tour group, right?
Yeah.
How did you meet? Like, so you had like Ty Garcia and Cody, a comedic Cody, which I love Ty. Ty is phenomenal. How did you all? Because he, like, when you watch him on TikTok, he's such a normal dude and sings like "I'm Rosemary's granddaughter" on TikTok and stuff like that. Like, how did you guys meet?
So we did, it started out with, I think it was Taco or something that made a video saying like he wanted to do a ride along with a police officer or something. And then I duetted the video because at the time I was a police officer. So I duetted the video and was like, you can come do a ride along with me. And we just started talking. And then like a couple other people like had like Georgia and Jimmy and Kevin and multiple other of them like had like duetted the video as well and was like, we want to be involved. So like we all got on a phone call and was like, let's all get together and shoot funny content and call it the Ride Along Crew or something like that. And so we would stage these videos and everything and just turned into like it blew up on social media. And then like we were like, you know, Let's start making this a thing.
And you guys just went on tour. Did you guys go to a lot? Because I'm very unfamiliar, as close as we are. I'm unfamiliar with Content Violation, like what you guys did. You guys went to like venues and stuff, right? And like,
yeah, we went to venues. Yeah, we went to venues and put on awful comedy shows and shit like that. They're just fucking, they were terrible. But they like, they made people laugh. I don't know. So like, it was just us being us, and we had a, like, before shit got ruined, like we had like a good thing going. We had like a, like, I wish we would have never went on tour or didn't know shit like that. Like, I wish we would have just like stuck to like fucking hanging out and shooting content together and stuff, because that shit was blowing up.
Yeah. Sam, have you ever...
Am I not supposed to cuss?
No, you can cuss. I cuss all the fucking time. Like, where we're us. This is like supposed to be the Realist Reactions Response podcast. So that's, yeah, you can do that. Now, Sam, have you ever, before you guys got together, had you ever gone to a Content Violation show and like ever?
No, never. And that's like one of the things that, you know, the things you read about yourself on the internet that people state as pure fact. And I read these things and I'm like, they believe what they're saying. And like every once in a while, there's like a nugget of truth that is spun out or taken out of context. But 90% of the time I read something and I'm like, that literally never happened. So there's all these like, well, yeah, back when she was around and she was at this Content Violation show and all this. And I'm like, I literally never once, not one time, did I ever go to a Content Violation show. As a matter of fact, the one that I had actually talked to him about going to, because like we were friends, like mutuals and friends before we dated, was they had a show booked in West Chicago, which is not far from where I was at. But then that was like the time when all that shit went down and the tour was canceled. So that show never went on. And I didn't even like buy a ticket to that one. Like I was like, yeah, maybe I'll go. But it's not even like I purchased a ticket and was like, yeah, I'll be there. No, I never, ever went to any.
Isn't it crazy what you read about yourself online? You're like, I did what?
Mm-hmm. When?
Like, that's cool. I've read some shit about myself and been like, you know what? Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's the problem with the internet is anybody can say whatever they want to on there and people will believe it is true or whatever. So pretty crazy.
That's what me and Josie were talking about earlier is like, you can say whatever you want and not get punched in your fucking mouth for it. And that's what like, and it's the commenters. They just say whatever the fuck they want. And there's no, and you could be like, that legit didn't happen. And they'd be like, yes, it fucking did. So-and-so told me. Who the fuck is that?
And here's my thing. I don't even care. Like, if you want to say a bunch of random ratchet ass shit on the internet and you want to state it as fact, like, yeah, I don't care what anybody says. I know this information and spread it. Fine. We'll do your thing. Right. Like free speech, whatever. But put your face behind it. Like, that is my only request. Stop saying things that have no basis in reality and hiding behind an anonymous account. What did I send you the other day, Brie, where I was like, because your name was included in it. It was like...
And a lot of...
No, when TikTok was getting banned. And it was like, I sent you and it was like, yeah, Kingery and Sam are pregnant. Brie's promoting all this stuff because Brie's going to drop the... Like, I saw multiple things like that talking about how I was pregnant and we were trying, like, you and us, like, we were all trying to get people to follow us on other platforms so I could, like, announce my pregnancy. And I was like, and sorry, people were commenting back and being like, oh my God, I'm like saying all this shit. And I'm like, what? Like, where does that even come from?
If she's pregnant, it's news to me. Like, I got the old snip job. I got the snip job in 2016.
Those are not always, but those don't always work.
Josie, move your mic towards us.
To me, that better? Is that better?
They don't always work, but he's been snipped since 2016. So like the odds of that happening, and I've told him that, like if that happened, I'm buying a lottery ticket the same day. Like,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, this is where some tough questions will come in. Obviously, Content Violation took a drastic downfall for not just one reason, but several reasons. It was like, it was great. And then it was just like one member after another. And it was just explosive from the George or from the Jim Jones stuff. And then the stuff that happened to you. And if you're not comfortable talking about it, we do not have to.
No, we can talk about it. I don't know, it bothered me at all.
There's was Daphne your manager?
She was, yes. Mm-hmm.
And how did you guys meet? Was she on TikTok?
No, so she got introduced to us through Scales and Kevin. So we were going to all meet up in Tennessee at another ride along get together to shoot content and everything. And they introduced her to us, everybody there. And she was some manager in the music and entertainment or falsities or whatever she claimed to be in that. And so they brought her to this cabin that we all had, and she was feeding us pipe dreams. You know, you guys, this could be huge. Like she saw the opportunity,
yeah,
snuck her way in there and was like, this could be awesome, this could be huge, we could take this on tour, we could take this everyone, like just feeding pipe dreams, but ended up just taking, like, ruining everything for us and like crashing the thing completely.
So were you in any sort of relationship with this woman?
Relationship? No.
You guys, it was more of a sexual relationship? Like, you guys were just having sex?
How deep you want to go into this?
Like, yeah. You're acting like I don't know everything.
Right, she knows it all.
Day one.
Okay, no, so, I mean, if you, like, I, for the record, like, there's bits and pieces and stuff that's out on the internet and everything of, like, all this, but I have never spoke publicly to what actually happened in this incident.
It's good today.
I mean, it could be. Like, I could set the whole thing on fire if I wanted to. But maybe I'll pick and choose. Because here's the thing that I'll say about it is, you know, I haven't spoke about this because, you know, at the end of the day, I let people think whatever they want when all that stuff happened. And came back, showed a bunch of proofs, showed a bunch of truths into things, and was able to get everything back. And I let God handle the vengeance and the revenge and everything because, for those out there that know, he's been doing a pretty good job with all the people that fucked me over in this incident. So I let him continue to do his thing, and I just keep nose to the grind and keep going forward. But yes, we did have unfortunately, like, I wasn't in a great headspace at that time in my life. I've admitted my faults in that, you know. I was married at the time. Marriage wasn't going good for a while. You know, we stuck together for the kids. I never speak a bad word about her. She's the mother of my kids and everything, whatever. But we were over for a long time before it was over, type of thing. And yeah, so me and, like I said, I'm not going to speak her name, but the manager at the time, you know, like she came in March of 2021 at the cabin place, feeding pipe dreams. Some things between her and I ended up happening that night out in a hot tub outside. Somebody ended up, and there's a reason, like, that when she would go back and say all this stuff to me, that she never brought up that point in time when things happened, because somebody actually saw us, and it was somebody out of the window. It was Jimmy Jones. So just so happens that she, we'll get there later, but her and I, like, things happened between her and I probably 5, 6, 7 times throughout March of 2021 to September of 2021. And around September of 2021 was when Woodtalk, the event happened at TR's farm out in Virginia. And all of us collectively at that time had realized that she was stealing our money. She wasn't paying us for merch that she was selling. She stole our trademark. She stole the name Content Violation. She took all of it and behind all of our backs. And we ended up finding out about it. And I had confronted her and her boyfriend at that time in a trailer and at T.R. Jones's farm, confronted them, ended up being a big fiasco, you know, FUs were thrown and everything, we're coming for you legally, everything like that. And so at that event is when she cornered Jimmy Jones the next day. And this is all in legal writing and everything. So she cornered Jimmy Jones the next day and was like, hey, do you remember... Because he had already talked to her about this prior, several months prior in the tour, and she said nothing happened out there outside in the hot tub or whatever. Whatever she said to him, nothing happened, everything. So she asked, she cornered him that next day out there at Woodstock and was like, hey, do you remember when you saw me and King out there in the hot tub, blah, blah, blah. She was like, well, I told you nothing happened, but more happened. He was really aggressive with me and physical, wasn't he? And Jimmy was like, no. Jimmy's like, it's not what I saw.
Nice friend.
And then so she had continued to text me during this time. And actually, I was supposed to do a show out in North Carolina like 2 weeks later. And because of the confrontation, she said I was off that show or whatever, but then contacted me later and said, hey, I'd like to have you back out on the show. We can squash all this, everything. She was still trying to work with me and everything. And then the North Carolina show went down. And then I went to another show in October where I did a show with Austin. It was a music show because I had switched over to doing music stuff at this time in October, early October 2021. And just so happens that two females were at this show, came to my show. I won't say their names. One's outspoken and one's against the law. You know what I'm saying? If anybody knows the situation, you know what I'm talking about.
It's a good narrative.
They came to the show and I actually talked to them and told them because they had just started working with our ex-manager at that time. So I was like, yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
I did not know that.
Yes. So I told them, and we were on our way out from working with her. Because like I said, like we found out receipts of her taking our money, not paying us what we should, merch and everything like that. So again, this is October 2021. I said to them after the show, you know, be careful, watch what you're doing. She stole our stuff. She stole our money, everything like that. They were caught off guard by it, had the conversation with them, but they were friends with her. And so that night happened, the show happened and everything. The outspoken one posted a video the next day on TikTok and everything, talking about how great of a night it was, had my picture in it, everything like that. I commented on it. And there was other people there. Kevin was there, a couple others. And I got a text the next day from the manager saying, why are you going around telling people this? I thought you and I were good. I thought we had squashed everything. I thought we were moving forward, blah, blah, blah. It's all in text message. So then November rolls around and I hadn't seen this manager since. Like again, sending me, there was a Nashville show or a Nashville get together that happened. I couldn't go to it. They were all there. The content guys, her boyfriend, the manager, everybody that I'm talking about. I was going elk hunting in Colorado. And I got a text message while I'm on an elk hunting wanting to know if I still wanted to work with her, if I wanted to work with Insane Clown Posse, had a show or something, and she was still asking to work with me. Well, little to my knowledge that there was a lot of conversations that happened out there in Nashville. And so November rolls around. And the outspoken person makes a video about me on TikTok talking about the night in October when they came to my show, said that I said like horrendous things to her, accused me of SA over saying things to her at that show that night. And I was caught off guard completely. Like people were sending me the video and I was like, this didn't happen. I hit up the guys. I was like, this shit didn't happen and everything. And I remember the other one going live around that time. She had just liked one of my videos, the law one. I just liked one of my videos trying to give a hat away to a Marine. And she was going live. She was like, yeah, I saw the King Reed thing, but like, I'm staying out of that, blah, 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 and everything. So I was just going to let the dust settle. I was like, I didn't do this. So I never said anything like that to her. Just so happens, the law one, the next day, apparently that video didn't get enough traction. By the way, I have in my possession the NDA that was sent from my manager to the outspoken one the day she made her video about me. Like, why are you signing an NDA like the same day you're making videos about me? So the next one makes a video about me and that one gets huge traction. She said I grabbed her ass at a show. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck? And I'm getting bombarded with shit. Like, and am I saying too much?
No,
baby, no.
Okay. You know it all.
Say your thing.
So I'm getting bombarded with stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, what the? I was like, I didn't do this shit and everything and everything. So then these two and their friends or whatever start posting anonymous messages from people saying, well, this happened to me at this show and this happened to me at this show. And this is where they get that 13 other people came forward and said something. Like, nobody had faces. There was no, this is all anonymous shit. And I was like, I could prove that wrong. I could prove that one. I'm calling people. I'm like, I prove all this shit wrong. So what they did was they stacked all these anonymous messages against me to make their story seem like they were legit. And just so happens, the day that the one made her video that blew up about me, I called my ex-manager and she answered the phone. And I was like, are you seeing this? What the hell is going on? And she's like, oh, I just, you know, she's like panicking and everything. Like, I can't talk right now or everything. And I was like, something's jacked up here. And like, she hangs up. Well, just so happens that she had told Law One that I had been forcing her against her will 5, 6, 7 times for 8 months, forcibly doing things to her against her will over the course of this time. I don't live in the same state as this person. We would only see each other on occasional weekends to do show. Then she would go home back to whatever. And so she told these people this. And that's what prompted these people to start making their videos about me. Like the videos of how great the night was at my show in Florida in October was taken down before they made their videos about me. Like, it was literally the like worst time of my life. Like, I'm getting like text messages from my manager throughout this course of 8 months, buying my merchandise, posting me in videos on her page, talking about I'm the only one in the group she likes and supports her, wants to fly out here to this show with me, wants to do all these things, but apparently I'm doing heinous things to her for 8 months during this course.
It was a coordinated effort, like no joke. And this is something that at the time, right, like when all of this blew up and came out, I wasn't, again, Charlie and I since 2020 were like, we're mutuals, we're friends. But at the time when all of this stuff came about, I wasn't on social media. Like, my TikTok was deactivated, it was gone. So it was an ex-friend who had reached out to me because she knew that him and I were friends and was like, dude, you won't believe like all this shit coming out. And I literally have the messages where I told her, I was like, you're right, I don't. Like, I don't believe any of that because I had had enough of a friendship and communication with this man that I was like, you're correct. I don't believe that. But I also, at that time, because I wasn't on social media and had no idea about what was going on, I didn't realize what it was. So when I came back on social media and him and I were like talking about it and he's telling me everything, I literally had to go and like TikTok, YouTube, like I had to go and watch all of this shit to catch up because I didn't know. And then I'm watching all of this and then he is sending me, because of the person I am, like we're talking on the phone and he's telling me everything and I'm looking at all this shit and I'm like, it sounds so fucked, like it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm like, show me. He's like, I didn't do this shit. He's like, nothing, none of this is true. And I'm like, show me. So he did. Like, this man dumped, and we were not together. This is months, and this is what, January?
Oh, I have, like, I dumped, like, hundreds and hundreds of files and text to her and everything. And, like, I still have so much stuff the internet doesn't even know about. Like, so...
So, hold on really quick, for context. The video that you're speaking about is the one that hit the internet, that Law and Unspoken made, where they're walking to the police department, right?
Yeah, this is after they made their original video saying I did this shit to them.
And for anybody watching, the video that I saw of the first, alleged allegation was them walking to the police department. And this video went viral, like, and I mean hundreds of almost millions of views. They actually never went into that police department and filed a report. That was strictly for the internet. And it
no, they did.
No, they filed.
I don't know if they did that day, but they definitely filed a report.
No, that's what I'm saying. So that day when that video was taken, their outspoke
outspoken one came online and said that the day that that video was not, that that video was taken, there was no police report. It wasn't until months later when people found out that she had actually, when those two split up, she came out and said, hey, by the way, we never went in and filed a police report. And it was after that that the police report was filed.
Kurt, well, that's correct. So because all of that is documented, right? So yes. Yeah. So the original video was like the one in the car that we all know and like all of that.
Yeah, the put your hand up and all my, right. I don't want
to
do this.
So that was the one that like blew up. And then the other one that blew up was what you're referring to. That was literally for content purposes, because all of this later was 100% like there is a documented, undeniable timeline to all of this. And yep. I mean, I've put some of this out, but not all of it.
We should get a whiteboard.
The private right?
Yeah, we did that.
We actually did that. We did that a lot. The private conversations that took place and the things that were admitted are insane. And the way that, I don't know, it was spun to the public was
very calculated.
It was crazy.
And that's what's crazy is because even the apologies and everything I got from some of these people, like they're still out there because they didn't get their way in comment sections or on lives or whatever, calling me predator or whatever it may be, because they didn't get their way. And so when all this went down, I had to, first off, what I'll say is like any true victim of anything is not going to take the time to set a tripod up in the middle of the street and film themselves walking into the police department.
Amen.
Okay, can you imagine setting, like, before you go in to make a report or whatever it may be, you take the time to set a tripod up in the middle of the street and film yourself in there walking for dramatics and everything? It's like, it's so crazy. So I had to step away from social media at that time because I cared more about my kids and the divorce and everything that I was going through. At the time, I was going to focus on that, but I also had to take the time to put all this together, collect everything that I needed to do, watch videos of my ex-manager, her boyfriend, and the law one, like, out together, smirking, laughing after all this happened. You know, do you remember, like, I remember a video that was made that was like, you remember that crazy effed up shit we did together and everything? Like, they were, like, basically making videos bragging about this shit while I'm home documenting everything, saving every video, writing everything down, contacting people like, hey, I need this, I need this.
I also want to say that, like, when it got to the point, so let me put some context or timeline behind this too, because as I said, originally, I didn't know about any of this. I wasn't on social media. It wasn't until way later that, like, Charles and I were just as friends talking about everything. He still was not on social media. So when he dumps all of this on me, I'm like, I'm pissed because I'm now going down a rabbit hole and I'm looking at all of this. And then I'm looking at what is being sent to me that is undeniable. Like, holy shit, this is fucked up. And so I would say that at first he still was so like, I don't know, is traumatized like the right word?
I was gonna,
like, he was still so like PTSD for this that it was me that was like, oh my God, listen to me. When you are ready, tell me. Like, I swear to God, I am down. Like, I will put you on my page. I will drop this because I just felt like it was so wrong to have somebody who didn't do something railroaded, their life completely blown up. And I was the one that told him, like, tell me when you're ready and I will drop all of this. And he was hesitant at first. He was like, I don't know. And then we talked more about it. And then finally, he agreed to it, which also one more internet thing that I have to correct. People think that like the April Fools and Good Morning was something that was coordinated with my very good friend's cancer diagnosis. It was not. And I can literally show this with timestamps. So when him and I were talking about all of this, and I had just had surgery March 28th. So the intention was throughout these conversations that he had recorded this April Fools and Good Morning. No, I'm not semantics. And then he was giving an update to people about like my surgery. I have this video still. Then, unfortunately, that same time period, a very good friend of mine gets a cancer diagnosis, and that is what changed things. Does that make sense? Like, that's where...
Yeah, I strictly made that video because we knew it was going to draw attention to her cancer.
Correct. So people had me in this, like, they thought they had me in this gotcha moment. Like, oh my God, you're using this and you're using that. And I was like, no shit, I'm using it. What are you talking about? Like, I am absolutely 100% using this. It was already pre-planned. But then when she got a cancer diagnosis, I was like, oh, absolutely. Whatever works. And it did. And in my opinion, I have...
Make as much money for her.
Correct. Good. I have no regrets. I have no apologies. I have no denials about that in any way, shape, or form, because it raised her the money that she needed while simultaneously opening up the conversation to clear somebody who was falsely accused with this, like, massive coordinated attack. So just on the record, that's how it went down, and I don't apologize for it even a little bit.
So before, because we're going to hop into that April Fool's and Good Morning. So before the commenters, we allow them to make this point because it's blatantly obvious. So I'm going to name him the fake cop because that's what I name him on TikTok. So he co-signed, who used to be a friend of yours, Charlie. He had made a comment that said, I believe the law won. So when all of this took place, I never made a video. I never had a comment. I never had a concern. Then I see the fake officer making that comment. And that's just my opinion on what I call him. And I said, oh my God, they're friends. They've been on content violation to each other. And he's out here saying this. So, but then you left. And when you came back is when you and I went at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the people, I'm going to cry. I was one of the people, I'm so glad I'm not drinking because I'd be a crying bitch right now, who was like, no, there's something missing because this fake officer who was his friend said he did this. And that's really when, I mean, me and you, Sam, we went fucking head to head with it because I seen the April Fools and Good Morning. I was like, you guys are using your friend stuff. And you're doing all this, but the way that you came back with, like, fuck you, I didn't do this. And I have already apologized to you, and I will forever continue to apologize to you because me making one video, and you were so, and so the way that TikTok works is if somebody's continuously being tagged in a video, the algorithm knows that that motherfucking name or that hashtag or whatever is popular. So you could have said, Charlie Kingery is eating a fucking apple, and that video would have went viral. So when you guys came back, it was so big. And then that's when I was like, well, why the fuck, if his friend is saying this, why the fuck are we allowing somebody on the app that's like this?
Well, I think that he just believed what she was telling him or whatever she was feeding him. But I also think that in that situation, I think that there were several people in that situation that went into self-preservation mode and, you know, fuck him. He's getting thrown to the wolves. And, you know, like I admit it straight up, like I cheated, everything like that. I've already said that on the internet and everything. I have no problem admitting my faults when I fuck up and I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like we had actually got called by TR like the day before this stuff came out that there was going to be some stuff come out about me and other said person. And we had no idea what they were talking about. Well, turn of events, stuff just came out about me and stuff was said about me. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get called out. I'm going to get called out for cheating, whatever it may be. I was ready to lay on the sword. You know, I fucked up. Yep, you're right. But then getting caught out of left field by like a tactical scheme that was like put against me, like it was literally the worst time, craziest time in my life to where there was a potential that the only thing that, like, because no man or anybody like wants to have some like stain on their name of that like level that they know that they didn't do. And it was to the point where like the only thing that kept me on this earth and saved my life was my kids. Like I was looking at a picture of my kids on the fridge, and there was a point in time where I was going to end it all, like for real. And she knows all about that. And that like staring at that picture that night, it saved my life. And I knew that eventually the truth would come to light. And at the end of the day, no matter what anybody thinks about me or says about me on the internet, I know that I don't have to believe whoever you want to believe. I don't have to pay for this when my time is said and done. Like, the people that did this to me do. I know that I'm going to have to pay for it. I'm going to have some conversations with Jesus and God about some other things in my life for sure.
Y'all
got to talk.
Yeah, we all do.
After that chair, you know.
But I know that this isn't going to be one of them. And like, I sleep well at night, like, knowing that. And to, like, really sum this up and wrap this thing up in this situation, is like, I'll finish out this story and then we'll call it quits. And this will be the last time I ever address anything. And I'm doing this like now, and I will never address any of this or anything anybody says about me online again. At this point in time, believe who you want to believe, say what you want to say. And this is the last time that I ever will.